This is Alive with Joseph.
How many are ready for the word of God this morning? There's nothing like the table of our God. Amen. Hallelujah. So you see, one of the mysteries and the weapons and the platforms that God has granted us as a church, it is for accessing power, accessing glory, accessing transformation, accessing change, answers to prayer, open heavens, whatever it is that you're trusting God for. One of such mysteries is the mystery of prayer and fasting. And it is sad to say this morning that when it comes to the area of prayer and fasting, happens to be one of those mysteries which somehow, as Christians, we don't really take advantage of. Some misuse it, some underuse it. Some overlook it, some, you know, underlook it, whatever it is. But we seem to miss out on the power and the mysteries that are loaded in prayer and fasting. And yet, by the time you check into the history, by the time you check into the scriptures, you will meet people and societies and countries that have been transformed and changed whenever they employ this mystery of prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. And that's why this morning we're going to talk about the power and the importance of prayer and fasting. Glory to Jesus. Come on, say after me, say, I will pray and I will fast. Glory to God. So this is also a way of preparing us for the next 3 days, which as a church will involve in a corporate prayer and fasting. It begins tomorrow and will finish on Wednesday evening. Glory to Jesus. The idea is to take charge of the remaining 4 months of the year 2025. So what is fasting? In simple terms, fasting is abstaining from food for a period of time for spiritual purposes. Say after me, say abstaining from food for a period of time for spiritual purposes. And as we continue with this, you will realize that in order to make our fasting time and our prayer time effective, not only do we have to abstain from food, but we have to abstain ourselves from other distractions. You're talking about social media, news, you know, unnecessary meetings, whatever it is, just to make sure that the 3 days to us, they become what I call quality over quantity, that you are able to make use of every moment of the coming 3 days. Hallelujah. So it's about positioning ourselves for the manifestation of everything that God has already done in our lives. One thing I need to assure you this morning is that there is more to you. I'm telling you the truth. I don't know where you are now. I don't know where you see yourself tomorrow, but I'm here to tell you that there's so much more to you. A lot has been deposited in your spirit. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor. Tell them, neighbor, there is more to you. Hallelujah. I'm saying there is more to your business. There is more to your family. There is more to your career. The promises of God says, even though your beginning was small, but your latter end should greatly increase. Hallelujah. Come on, say, there is more to me. Hallelujah. To our life church, I'm saying this morning, there is more to this church. God has called us to be a beacon, not just to this city, but to this province, to this nation, and to the uttermost ends of the earth. Hallelujah. And all this more, in order for it to be brought birth, in order for it to be birthed out, we need to apply some things. We need to do some things. And prayer and fasting is one of such mysteries. Glory to God. One thing I can tell you without trying to be apologetic in any way is that passiveness never gets us anywhere in the kingdom of God. To every spiritual action of faith, there is also a reaction to it. That includes you folding hands, there is a reaction to it. The Bible even says that he that sows wind, he will reap a whirlwind. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says concerning you and I that God has blessed us to be a blessing. Not just to ourselves, but a blessing to the nations. That's big. That's big. And for it to come out, you have to employ some mysteries. And one of such mysteries is the mystery of prayer and fasting. The Bible asking a question. It says, shall a nation be born in a day? then he didn't conclude that a nation shall be born in thousands of days. No. Says something, there's a principle that's employed. Says, shall a nation be born in a day? Says, who has heard such a thing? Will a woman get pregnant today and give birth to a child the same day? But he says, as soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth a son. Hallelujah. I prophesy over your life this morning that even as you take this time to seek the face of God, you will bring forth that which God has called you for in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, let's put our hands together and celebrate the Lord. Hallelujah. So while fasting does not increase your worth before God, it sure does increase your weight in your world of operation. I'm going to repeat that again. While fasting itself does not increase your worth before God, you don't become more holier. Of course, you might feel more holier, but it does not increase your worth before God. It sure does increase your worth in your world of operations. Hallelujah. So that's why we have to engage in prayer and fasting. Come on, say after me. Say, I will pray and I will fast. So most of the question asked during fasting is, when should we fast? And the truth to that question is, the answer is the same if you were to ask me, when should we pray? We should pray always. We should pray at all times, as much as you can. Because that's how Jesus addressed the matter of prayer as well as fasting. With prayer, he says, whenever you pray, not if. Fasting, the same thing. He says, whenever you fast. So when it comes to the area of prayer and fasting, you have to do it, you know, as much as possible. It has to become your lifestyle. What that means is when you're going through good times, pray and fast. When things are half, pray and fast. When things are tough, you better pray and fast. And if I can drop it here to say, the Bible speaking says, if you fail in the day of trouble, then it means your strength is small. And the best time to prepare for strength for any trouble is before the trouble appears. Because troubles are in dimensions. Some troubles will not give you a chance to pray and fast for anything. You have to build your own muscles so that when the day of trouble, which will come for every one of us, you have to be strong. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Anybody ready to pray and fast already? I can as well just leave here. I'm almost done. Anybody ready to pray and fast this week? Hallelujah. So fasting and prayer allows us to correct every errors that might have entangled our destiny, whether knowingly or unknowingly. It gives you the power to say, this far you have gone, you will not go any further. Hallelujah. And please know that when it comes to prayer and fasting, it's a spiritual discipline. Somebody say it's a discipline to every one of us which we must continually undertake. In other words, there's no one in our midst who has the gift of prayer and fasting. Because sometimes that's a lie we tell ourselves. Say, you see, Pastor Joseph, that man, God has gifted him. No, every day he has to pay that price. What am I saying? His nerves are still working. His everything that allows you to enjoy food, he has to pay the price for it. So say after me, say, prayer and fasting, it's a spiritual discipline. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. And just like any other physical exercise, it's not always fun to do it, but the results are always good. The results are always worth it. I don't know what's your story when it comes to the first time that you fasted, for those that have already fasted before. Do you remember how it was the first time you decided you were going to fast and pray? Me, it was a simple one. We were going to break at 12 o'clock. We're going to break at noon. I couldn't even make it. I didn't even reach there. By 8 o'clock, my joints couldn't hold themselves. It's in the morning. My heartbeat has increased. Somehow, I was convinced that if I was not going to eat, I was going to fall down and die or something. I don't know what was your experience the first time you fasted. Then the next day, the people that were guiding us into these things, they said, next day, okay, you can take fruits, You can take water and even tea if you feel weak. It sounds easy, right? But if you have participated in a such type of fast, you also know that it comes with a price. And I was took some water, and when it came to the area of eating the fruits, I think I kicked about 6 oranges, 12 bananas. I hope you don't do that when we say you can have some fruit. And I think we are having a buffet of fruits. That didn't make it easy either. But I managed to reach out to the end of the day. So by about 5:45, I prepare all my food. I put it on the table. And, you don't know. By then, I've told my family that I'm fasting, but I don't want you to miss anything. I want my table to have the breakfast that I missed, the lunch that I missed. It has to be on there. But they are fast. They were helping me. So, yes, my breakfast was there. My lunch was there, and whatever I made was there. So by 5:45, everything is ready. I did my prayers. When I finished everything, it was 6:05. So it's me and the food. You watch that thing. I decided, okay, let me read some scriptures that we were studying today. I read them through. It's still 2 minutes. So I was just watching that thing. By the time it reached 6:00, I ministered to the food. And you are there, you think I missed supper. No, this is just for me to break the fast. I will also attack supper. Amen. The point I'm trying to drive here is that prayer and fasting will always require discipline. It's not easy. It's not easy. Your own body, you know, on a day that you're not praying, you're not fasting, you can get busy doing a thing or another. Before you know it, the day is almost the end and you didn't eat and you were okay. Just declare prayer and fasting. By morning, your heart is beating. That's an indication that prayer and fasting is warfare. Whatever is happening in the spirit, it's manifesting in you. And you don't give up like that. You don't give up. You find for the first time, your colleagues, that's when they want to take you for lunch. At a nice place. Here you are in the center of decisions. Somebody will just come and drop some nice food at your desk. I prepared this for you. Don't fall for it. Sometimes if you put me on a corner, isn't as believers, most of the times we do our best not to show that we are fasting, not to say that we are fasting. But there are times that I don't want to lie. So I say it as it is. It's all right. I will not be able to eat because I am fasting. And see the look on their eye. Hallelujah. So don't fall for it. Make sure you stick to it. And for those of you that will be starting fasting for the first time, there will be a time you will feel as if you're going to drop down. Hold on to it. You will not drop down. You will not die. If you feel losing balance, just take a seat a little while. You will catch up your strength. Like we always say, drink some water, take some tea, grab on some. You will be okay. You will not die. Because everyone is fasting. Look at your neighbor, tell them, everyone is fasting this time. So I'm going to run through the benefits of prayer and fasting. This thing, it comes with lots of benefits. That's why the devil tries to always fight you from participating in these things. Hallelujah. So the first benefit is the clarity to the voice of God. Acts chapter 13 verse 2, it says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Hallelujah. So just as in this room, as we are sitting here, there are many signals in the atmosphere. Radio signals, TV signals, some signals you might know about. They are all over this atmosphere, but you need to have the right apparatus, the right material, the right machinery to be able to tune into that signal I'm talking about. And even when you do, you will need to go into the right frequency. Hallelujah. And that's what fasting and prayer does to us. It positions us in a position where we can be able to hear from God clearly. Because you and I can agree with me that it's easy to hear God on an empty stomach than when you are too full. Than when you are too full. So, and that's what fasting does to you and I. Hallelujah. And it comes with so much clarity whenever you hear the word of the Lord in the time of prayer and fasting. So I want you to believe God that as we fast in the next 3 days, God's voice is going to be so clear to you regarding your business, regarding your operations, you know, regarding your lives, regarding your relationships, regarding all those things that you don't know what to do about, those things that you are in the middle of the decision. As we fast and pray in the next 3 days, I want you to trust God for clarity. Hallelujah. So number one benefit of prayer and fasting is the clarity to the voice of God. Number two is that fasting and prayer activates favor. Hallelujah. Come on, say after me, say fasting and prayer activates favor. The book of Esther chapter 4 verse 15, it says, then Esther taught them to reply Mordecai. Verse 16, she said, go gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me. She didn't end there. She says, neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will fast likewise. And so when this is done, I will go to the king. And by just doing that, that thing alone of going to the king without an appointment, it's against the law. But hear me, if I perish, I perish. And we know the story. After they did this fast, Queen Esther appeared before the king. And the king looked at her with favor. Hallelujah. It was not because she was the queen. It was not because of how she looked. But it's because she and her people invested in the mystery of prayer and fast. Hallelujah. Come on, say after me. Say, I will pray and I will fast. You see, as a queen, she had everything at her disposal. If she wanted to hire the most expensive decor, if she wanted to hire the most expensive, but whatever it is, she would have been able to put it together just to make sure she attracts the king into whatever appointment she wanted so she could talk to him. But the first thing she asked for was to pray and fast. Hallelujah. And she experienced the favor of God. I decree and declare over you that in the next 3 days, even as you take time to pray and fast, you will experience divine favor like never before. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Number three, fasting and prayer accelerates. In other words, it fast forwards. It speedies the prophecy fulfillment. Glory to Jesus. Daniel chapter 1 verse 3. Daniel chapter 9, rather, verse 1 to 3, says, and in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the lineage of the Medes, was made king over the realm of Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. Then I set my faith towards the Lord, to make requests by prayer and supplication with fasting, sackcloth and ashes. Hallelujah. So every time you and I engage ourselves in the mystery of prayer and fasting, it speedies, it accelerates prophecy fulfillment. Because every time a prophecy goes ahead of you, it's definitely hanging somewhere, isn't it? There's always a distance between the prophecy and the manifestation. And here in between, anything can happen. Here in between, the prophecy can be aborted if things are not taken care of. But through prayer and fasting, you and I are able to enforce, to say, God, you said it. I stand on your word, oh God. Do it for me. Do it for my generation. Let the prophecy come to pass in my lifetime. In the mighty name of Jesus, you stand at the gap and say, every demonic delay, I end it now in the mighty name of Jesus. I receive speedy fulfillment. You speak into the prophecy that has already been declared. Glory to Jesus. And as I'm looking at you, I see prophecies that God has spoken over. Don't just sit down. The next 3 days, hang in there and enforce the fulfillment of the prophecies. Glory to Jesus. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18, to support the same point, Paul speaking to Timothy says, this charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage a good warfare. Hallelujah. Come on, say after me. Say, I will fight a good warfare for the speedy fulfillment of my prophecies. Glory to God. Another thing is that fasting and prayer prepares you for the call and the purpose and the mission of God for your life. Fasting and prayer prepares every one of us when we engage into it for the call, the purpose, and the mission which God has called us to fulfill in our lifetime. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 4, it says, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward, he was hungry. Hallelujah. So before Jesus himself, the Son of the living God, the promised Messiah, who had all these heavy promises hanging over him, before he could go into the work, he had to engage himself through fasting and prayer. That's why sometimes then it makes you wonder, how do people have this courage to try to look down, undermine the importance of prayer and fasting over a believer? Because you and I, we look unto Jesus, who is the author. He started it and the finisher. What Jesus do, I do as well. End of debate. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. So he had to fast. He had to pray for 40 days before he do anything. Glory to God. Most of us are here today. There's a call, there's a mission, there's a purpose that you know God has given you. It's something that might even go beyond the job that you're doing now. But somehow you don't know where to start in order to bring it to accomplishment. As we pray and fast in the next 3 days, commit that unto the Lord. To say, Father, order my steps. Show me the way on how I should do this. Because one thing you shouldn't do is to fail your generation. You shouldn't die with the giftings and all the deposits that God has put into your side. I said it already at the beginning that there is more to you. You are made to be a blessing, not just to your family. There should be kids who should thank God that you paid their school fees from high school to tertiary. There should be families who should thank God for you that you built for them houses. Are you listening to me? As a church, we should thank God that you are the one that built the Zanini branch from beginning up to the end. I'm telling you, there is more to you. There are destinies that are hanging over your head that through your wisdom, through your giftings, God will lift them up from the pit of hell. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. And all such type of destiny does not just open up on a barrel of food. I'm telling you the truth. Sacrifice has to be put on the ground. Prayer and fasting is one of them. Glory to Jesus. Shake your neighbor. Tell them, neighbor, there is more to you. That's why you have to fast and to pray. Hallelujah. You look at Moses. After God taught Moses to go and let his people go, did you know that Moses actually fasted for 40 days and 40 nights before he could even receive that the commandments that he had to give to the children of Israel? So him too, as a savior, he had to make sure he fast and pray. Talking about Moses, he's one of the greatest that has ever lived. Do you know that the law of God, even in the New Testament, Paul refers to it as the law of Moses. That's the type of person Moses was. But he had to make sure he fast and pray for the fulfillment of the thing that God had already destined him to become. Glory to Jesus. Come and say after me, say, I will fast and I will pray. Another benefit is fasting and prayer increases your spiritual authority and power. It increases your spiritual authority and power. Matthew 17 verse 19, it says, then the disciples came to Jesus privately, said, why could we not cast it out? So as much as we have just joined this conversation at the middle, you can tell that these guys tried to cast something out of somebody and they didn't win with it. So Jesus then, he has to tell them what made it not to work. Verse 20, so Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Verse 21b, I'm sure on your Bible maybe it's just verse 21. It says, however, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. There are times the word of God just becomes so clear that you can't argue with it. So he said there are some specific situations. You cannot approach them the same way you've been doing before. You have to change the gear and add to it prayer and fasting. You remember I talked about Jesus using fasting so God could prepare him for the mission he had given him. The Bible, speaking about that scripture, it says Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness to pray and fasting, right? By the time he returned, the Bible says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Spirit. So at first, he left with the Holy Spirit. Fasting and prayer unlocked the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Say, I will fast and I will pray. Another benefit about prayer and fasting is that the prayer and fasting prepares you to stand against temptation and trouble. Matthew 4 verse 1 to 4. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit. Yes, I mentioned this. Into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now, when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Jesus was able to defeat the devil with this temptation because he had cooked himself in the place of prayer and fasting. If I was the devil, I would not come to the end. If you come at the end of the fasting, this man has been cooked in the presence of. He should have come earlier in the beginning. So he missed it there. I'm sure because he saw Jesus, you know, after not eating for 40 days, it means his walk might have changed a bit. And he thought that was the time to attack him. Little did he know. But what am I trying to drive into? Fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer prepares you to stand against temptation and the day of trouble when it comes. Hallelujah. Like I said, because there are some troubles in this life, they will not give you a chance to pray and fast. You have to rely on the strength that you have already deposited into your future through prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Another benefit of prayer and fasting is that prayer and fasting brings about total freedom. Isaiah 58 verse 6 says, is this not the fast that I've chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. Hallelujah. So fasting and prayer brings about total freedom. That's why there's been lots of testimonies of people who testify that they used to struggle with one addiction or another. But when they decided to engage in prayer and fasting, all those kinds of addictions, they were loosed. Hallelujah. All those kinds of oppressions, they were loosed. I don't know who you are. You might be here suffering from one oppression or another. You're suffering, your family may be suffering from one oppression or another. I decree and declare over you that even as you engage in the next 3 days of prayer and fasting, you shall enjoy and receive total freedom in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Fasting and prayer brings about protection. The book of Ezra chapter 8 verse 21. Ezra speaking says, then I proclaimed a fast there at the river Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God to seek from him the right way for us and our little ones and all our possessions. Hallelujah. So fasting and prayer brings about protection. As I'm looking at this as well, I'm reminded of Nehemiah. Remember Nehemiah, when he came before the king, him too, he had heard bad news that things were not good in Jerusalem. The walls had fallen down. So after he engaged in prayer and fasting, he then approached before the king to ask for favor to go back home so that he can restore the walls of Jerusalem. Then the king said, you can go. And gave him some connections of where to get what resources and what resources. Amen. And then the king added, say, I can also give you an entourage that will help you so you can have security. Nehemiah boldly said before the king, he says, no, we don't need that. God is going to protect us. Amen. Hallelujah. So after he said that, you know what he did? He had to go and pray and fast. Because you just told this man not to give you protection. That God, you better invest in it. We don't want any news at all. Hallelujah. You see, there has to be something that allows you to stand strong and look the devil in the eye that there's nothing you can do about me. Hallelujah. Every time you involve yourself in the platform of prayer and fasting, there's divine protection that's released over your life, over those kids that you don't follow them everywhere. They go to school on their own. As we pray and fast in the next 3 days, you know, declare and decree divine protection over all that concerns you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We're going somewhere. Are you learning something this morning? We're almost done. Fasting and prayer helps you establish a new venture. In other words, when you're about to do something new, enter into some new business, into a new profession. Maybe you even want to move to a new city. Whatever it is, you know, a new company, ministry, business. Engage in the platform of prayer and fasting. You don't just wake up and start one thing in one field. These fields have got gatekeepers. These fields have got principalities and power. Pastor always says that God talked to him that when it comes to the marketplace, the highest bidder takes it all. So you are not the highest bidder because you answer a Christian name. You are not the highest bidder because you got born again 20 years ago. It has to be some power and fire that you have built up on the platform of prayer and fasting. Acts chapter 14 verse 23 says, and when they had appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had believed. Amen. What makes this scripture very interesting and very important is that this is one of those examples of a church praying and fasting in the New Testament. This is not an Old Testament. They had to seek the face of the Lord in prayer and fasting, and God heard them. Hallelujah. So you have to pray, you have to fast every time you are about to get into new venture. How do you tell me that you are willing to go and pay Lobola to another family so you can get there, and you have not even put a time to pray and fast? Because here's the thing. Every time you involve yourself on the platform of prayer and fasting, it's not like God is just... The reason most of the times is we think he's going to say no, so let me not approach him at all. Sometimes it's just to make sure that the word of God is so clear to you, to tell you what you should do, things that you should stop doing, whatever it is. You engage in the platform of prayer and fasting. Amen. Come and say after me, say, I will pray and I will fast. Glory to God. Last but not least, fasting and prayer teaches you and I for a total dependence on God. Matthew 4 verse 3 to 4, we've been on this scripture a lot, says, now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are a son of God, command these stones to become bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Because food in itself, it represents something that strengthens us, something that keeps us going. So by you avoiding food and having this time to see God, you are saying, I depend on God. Hallelujah. So what to do during fasting and prayer in order to maximize its effectiveness? Remember that fasting without prayer is simply a hunger strike. And what gives fasting value is the prayer that you add to it. So don't just be adding, you know, time, looking at the clock, wasting time. No, 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 no. There are things you and I have to do in order to maximize the effectiveness of prayer and fasting. And this is the ministry of prayer. Somebody say prayer. Say the word and worship. So you involve in, you engage yourself in these three. In the next 3 days, you dig deep into the place of prayer. You dig deep into the place of the word. You dig deep into the place of worship. You pray in the morning. You pray in the noontime. You pray in the evening. That's why you cannot miss morning prayers, because then we are charged. We're given direction for what to pray for and how to pray it during the day. You involve yourself in the place of prayer. Hallelujah. You pray the will of God regarding your life. Because most of the times when I say there are prophecies on your head, some of you are thinking, no prophet has ever stood before me and said, no, 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 no. God has said concerning you that you will not be small. Hallelujah. That he shall make out of you a great nation. That's your prophecy. You take it. He says, though your beginning was small, your latter end shall greatly increase. That's your prophecy. You take it. You enforce it for the next 3 days. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. You attending morning prayers, like I've said. In the afternoon, we shall have morning lunch prayers again. It's going to be from 12, I think. We'll clarify it in the morning. Glory to Jesus. You are serious about this thing. Glory to God. In the evening, you don't miss the 5:30 in the evening prayers. You are coming here. You are investing into the heavens. Because at another day, when the clouds are full, they have no choice but to rain. Hallelujah. This is what I liked about during lockdown. Because you know, when you are wearing a mask, nobody knows what you're doing. So you can be in a superstore. They just see, haka. By the time they turn back, they don't know who said it. It's you. Glory to Jesus. You invoke every chance you get. Every chance you get. You are driving. You are speaking. We are not wasting time. Hallelujah. Set aside time to study the word of law. Set aside time to take notes, because God is going to speak to you. Look at your neighbor. Tell them, neighbor, you better get ready, because God is going to speak to you. Hallelujah. So you can see that with all these things I'm trying to drop in that we can do during prayer and fasting, we have enough time to invest into the heavens. We have no time to waste. So what not to do during prayer and fasting? Do not waste time on social media and any type of media, because some of you don't do media, but you have news throughout the whole day, paging and come back, paging and come back. During the time of prayer and fasting, make sure you use your time wisely, because the days are evil. Sometimes the devil will not prevent you from getting into a fasting, but you make sure that your fasting does not bring fruits by taking all the time that you should be using them for the kingdom business. Hallelujah. So make sure you limit your time. No need for news. You have this news right here. Hallelujah. No need for YouTube. All these type of chats. Hi, how are you doing? How have you been? Blue tick them. You're a woman on a mission. Glory to Jesus. Get on that phone. Respond to those emails by 9 o'clock. Not available. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't be spending time watching series upon series in order to let the time go, instead of spending time in the presence of the Lord. You are spending time in the Hollywood when we are spending time in the Holy of Holies. Choose your time wisely. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord, not they that wait upon another episode of Mubango. Glory to Jesus. That's what you should not do. And when you fast, avoid unnecessary fights. I'm sure you're like, what are you talking about, Aubrey? That's one of the ways the devil makes sure that you abort that which is inside of you. Amen. And here's the thing about fasting. Because we are hungry, isn't it? Yeah, sometimes our mood swings will be all over the place. Before you know it, you realize you are getting angry and irritated over things the way it doesn't happen. And the devil looks at that. Before you know it, as a fasting person, you are there, you know, arguing with people. You know, you are there saying things you shouldn't say. Then you have turned the whole fasting into a time of repentance. Forgive me, Lord, for I have sinned. Instead of addressing matters, make sure your words are little. Remember, it's time to birth something. You are like a woman who's pregnant. A pregnant woman is not in the club having a good time. You hold on to that precious thing God has deposited over your life. Hallelujah. Come on, say after me. Say, I will pray and I will fast. Glory to Jesus. Come on, let's put our hands together. Let's give him praise. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah. Come on, let's start to...
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.